That's our ring. Time for Lauman Abner. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Constable Ben Withers in the Jotham Down store and radio station talking to Abner. Listen.
Well, I've got to be getting back down to the jailhouse, Abner. Have to supervise the construction work, you know.
Yeah.
I just wanted to drop in and show you this postcard from Willie the Burdler, as long as he's your friend.
Well, I'm glad you did, Ben.
He said that to be sure and say hello to you.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
He thinks a great deal of you, Ed.
Oh, yeah.
That's a nice card, don't you think?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, he's smart, that Willie. He's a brainy fella. No doubt about that.
Dear Constable, that's up.
You read it for me, Dan.
You know, I'm not going to tell him about buying that rest and equipment from Lom and putting it in the lunch counter in the new jail. I'm going to surprise all my old prisoners with that.
Well, be surprised, all right.
Dear Constable.
You read that to me, Dan.
I'm having fine time in Florida. Oh. How is the new jailhouse coming? Save a nice cell for me, as I'll be heading back that way as soon as the warm weather sets in. Say hello to Abner Peabody for me. Yours truly, Willie the Boomer. He says, say hello to you, Abner.
Yeah, I know, Ben.
He thinks a great deal of you, Abner.
Well,
I've got to be running along. Oh, Tim Plum. Wonder if he'd like to hear the postcard.
Well, I can tell him about it. I know it by heart now.
Yeah.
He's too wrapped up in his new radio program to think about anything else. Well, howdy, Lom. How'd you meet and go with Mose?
Oh, better than I expected. Howdy, Ben.
Oh, well, I got a card from Willie.
Yeah, good.
He's heading back this way as soon as the warm weather sets in.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that.
Did Mose like your new idea for the program, Lom?
Oh, yeah, he loved it.
He did?
I could tell he was a little skeptical about whether I could actually hypnotize folks or not, but he says if I can do it, that's the program he wants.
Well, you sure must have hypnotized me yesterday. I know I never would have did all that work around here if I'd been my right mind.
I know you wouldn't either.
No.
Well, I know how to get the work done around the store here now.
I told you. Now, I've been thinking about that. Here's another thing, Lomethead. If you start looking at me and start telling me I'm sleepy just to get me hypnotized to do all the work, if I ever do come out of it, I'll whop you right on top of the head.
Well, don't worry. I ain't going to do that to you, am I?
Don't you do it. Now, I'm going to get to where I'll be afraid to look at.
All I want to do is just try it out on you, see if it could actually mesmerize anybody.
Well, you sure done it. I'll say that for you.
And old Mo sure liked the idea.
He did, huh?
Of course, he started getting out of his getting going right away.
Oh, natural.
You know what he suggested?
No, what?
He said that after I got the folks on the show hypnotized, well, I could tell each one of them to go down to his barber shop and get a shave and a haircut.
Women folks, too?
No, just the men.
Oh.
He figured if they're under the spell, they'd go right down there and get to work, tonics and massages and shampoos and everything.
That would be the safest way to get a shave down there at Moulder's. These ways it wouldn't hurt you so much if you never know what was going on.
Oh, Granny, he gets worse all the time.
Hey, Dad.
To goodness, he'd sharpen that razor.
It's like beating my whiskers off with a wet rope, what it is.
That's terrible.
Yes, sir. Grab a towel and rash your hair, slam it down on your face. He has to drop it someplace. It's so hot, he can't hold it himself.
I know it.
Yeah.
Have to get up and take a drink of water, see if your mouth leaks.
Yeah.
I finally talked him out of that idea, though, about having folks come down. Now, I feared that I was taking too big an advantage of the folks to hypnotize.
Well, I've got to be going.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, well, we'll see you later, Ben.
Well, by the way, Abner, Willie wanted me to be sure and say hello to you.
Yeah, I know he did.
Do you want to send a return message?
Yeah, say hello to him.
Okay. Well, I gotta be running along. See you later.
Yeah, so long, dear.
Yeah, so long.
So, Mo's right behind him.
Yeah.
Hey, Cedric showed up here, yes.
Cedric?
Yeah, I told him to come over here today for a hypnotical audition.
What?
Audition, a tryout.
Oh.
I want to see if he's a good subject for being hypnotized. See, I got to make sure that I get folks on the show that I can hypnotize. It'd be kind of embarrassing to get somebody up there that I couldn't throw into a transom.
Yeah. Of course, I don't see how you can tell if Cedric's a good subject or not, though.
Well, why can't?
Well, he goes around like he's in a transom most of the time.
Oh, well, I can tell him. Oh, hi there, Squire.
Well, gentlemen.
What can we do for you today, Squire?
Oh, nothing, not a thing in the world. Just throw that drop-in cat with you for a few minutes. Understand your radio business is getting along pretty good now.
Yeah, it is. We've got quite a few sponsors now.
Mm-hmm. By the way, what are your rates for advertising on your station, Mom?
Well, for a four-hour program.
But I was thinking about those little short announcements you just sort of throw in there once in a while, you know.
Oh, them are sported announcements.
Yes.
They run 75 cents apiece. Three for a dollar.
Uh-huh.
Singing ones comes a little higher, of course. They're 80 cents, three for a dollar five.
80 cents, huh?
Yeah, of course, now the thing they get is a regular half-hour program. Like, for instance, the new one we're floating out and up from Old Moose.
Yeah, Ron's going to hypnotize folks on.
Yeah,
hypnotize
folks. Yeah, listen, you know. Yeah, the secret's out. I reckon you may as well know it, too.
Well, are you experienced in hypnotism, Ron?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been studying up on it and finally caught on to it.
He hypnotized me yesterday. Had me poking food sacks all over the store. Bad thing.
Well,
sure by George, this is news. Just how are you going to make that into a radio show, you lump?
Well, I'm going to get different folks around town and mesmerize them right on the microphone.
Yeah.
Have them do different things. Sing one thing or another.
He's going to audition subjects for a subject quicker to get to them. Well, maybe you'd like to be a subject, Squire. No, not me.
You're going to pay each subject a dollar for being on the show.
A dollar, huh?
Yeah.
Dollar. One of these so-called subjects, when he gets on the microphone, he's liable to say most anything, isn't he?
Well, he'll do whatever I tell him to, natural.
Well, now...
Supposed to, anyway.
If a man should happen to mention something about the new rates on insurance, it wouldn't ruin the program, I don't suppose.
Well, no. I don't see why anybody would mention that, though.
Yes. You know, Rom, I've always had a certain interest in hypnotism, and purely for experimental purposes, I believe I'd be willing to offer myself as a subject.
Did you show me your square?
Yes, I'll start my time.
Good for you. Tell you what, I was just getting ready to put on some more auditions here to make sure I was getting the right kind of subject.
Right, there comes your other subject, Rom.
Huh?
Cedric coming up on the porch.
Well, that's fine. Now I can audition you two fellas together.
Yeah, that's fine. Come on in here, Cedric. We're waiting for you.
Well, I'm sorrowful if I'm late, but I've been practicing to make my mind a blank.
Well, I think you'll catch on to that all right, Cedric. Fact is, you've got a little head start.
Oh, I ain't cheating, Emma.
No.
Get over here, Cedric, and stand by Squire.
You heard here, Cedric, my boy.
That's it. Now, here's what I want you fellas to do. I want you to relax. Don't think of nothing. Just listen to everything I say and have confidence in me. All right. Here we go. You're getting sleepy. Both of you. You're so tired. So sleepy. So sleepy.
Only if I weren't standing here seeing it, I would never believe it.
Well, they're under my spell, man. What do you want them to do, Edna?
Let's see. Well, put them to work around the store. I want to watch that squash skimp work one time.
Oh, you done all of that yesterday.
Oh, that's fine. Tell them there are plans. Let's see them fly around the room, Lord.
Oh, I can't do that. They'd break their necks.
Let's see. What would
be a good one? Think of something for them to do that's a complete opposite of what they generally do.
It's hard to think of with them, too. It's the opposite themselves.
Well, wait a minute. Maybe that's a good idea right there. I'll change them into one another.
One another?
Make Squire think he's Cedric and make Cedric think he's Squire.
Well, that's a good idea. That's
my man. Let's see. Squire Skimp, you ain't yourself no more. You're changed. You're Cedric Weehunt. You get that? You are Cedric Wehunt.
Yes, Mom. I heard you, Mr. Long.
Well, I'll be best done.
Cedric, look at me. You ain't Cedric. You never were Cedric. You're Squire Skimp. Do you understand? You are Squire M.K. Skimp.
Yes, gentlemen, I understand perfectly.
Well, please do that.
Squire, get up and walk around the room.
Yes, certainly.
Well, I'll be a quick about it, Papa. Look at that Cedric son. Don't let you walk just like old Squire, you know.
Cedric, don't just sit there. You better get over there and pick yourself out a writing tablet for school.
Yes, Mom.
Look at him, Gilbert.
Yes, that man do, don't. Look at him. He's picking out a tablet with a picture of the ending on it. That's the time Cedric called us. Pick that up, please.
All right, Squire, you can stop walking around now. Come back in and sit down.
Yes, yes, I'll be right there.
How do you get him out of this cell?
Hopefully, nothing too bad.
I'll show you. Yeah, yes, sir.
All right, Cedric, you ain't Squire no more. Wake up. Come on, Cedric. Wake up.
Yes, yes, gentlemen.
Cedric, I told you to wake up. Come on, boy, wake up. Wake up.
Again, he won't come out of it. Yeah, that's it. You have fun with him. You better try it, Squire.
Yeah, I'll work on it. All right, Squire. Put down that writing tablet. You ain't Cedric no more. Wake up. That's it. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up.
The baby's paying no attention to you, know. Look there. He's heading for the door.
Hey, wait a minute. You can't go out there.
Yeah, I've got to. All my little chums are waiting for me.
Hey, wait a minute, Cedric. I'll walk up the street with you. I've got an insurance prospect waiting at my office for me. I'll see you gentlemen later.
Well, wait a minute, Squire, or Cedric. I want to talk to you.
I can't now, Mr. Lowell. I have to hurry. I'll be late for school.
If that isn't a picture, Squire thinks he's Cedric, and Cedric thinks he's Squire. Anything can happen now.